Yeah, we have hope in this life only in Christ Jesus. We be of all men most miserable. I've been miserable enough in my life. But every bit of that was before I met Jesus, before Calvary. I was 34 years old before I had sense enough to confess my sin, to call upon Him that's rich in mercy, and all that call upon Him. It wasn't a hit and miss. All He was waiting on was for me to frame my mouth to say, I'm sorry. And if you'd be willing, I sure would like to be saved.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm glad God afforded me that opportunity.
Yeah.
Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. And if He can save the chiefest of sinners, but a mark, He can save old common sinners too.
Yeah.
And you know, all of us think we've done the unpardonable sin,
right.
But God said, bring it to me. I can take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Things that are impossible of men are possible with God.
Amen.
I mean, the way men look at it, I'm like them. I say, there ain't no way. God's all right, I'll make a way when there's no way.
Right.
I mean, He parted the Red Sea.
Right. Yeah.
He parted Jordan. It was out of its banks. They walked across on dry ground.
Right.
I mean, buddy, there just ain't nothing God can't do. And everything He does right.
That's right.
Anyway, I hope you've had a better week than I've had this week. I've been fighting plumbing problems all week long. It started on Monday. He continued every day this week, including this morning. At 3 o'clock, I got up this morning like a good Baptist, had me devotion and prayer, and turned the water on, make me a pot of coffee and no water, open up the door down to the basement. Of course, there it is, pressure washing the basement again, water dishing, 3/4 inch pipe will do a lot of damage. Lucky for us, our basement ain't finished, but it's about finished. Whatever's down there fit to be hauled off now, amen. But you know what? That's just light afflictions. It really is. I'm not being crucified like the missionaries are,
right,
over in the Muslim countries. I'm not being burned. I'm not being tortured. I'm not being beheaded. Just light afflictions. But if we're not careful, our Sunday school lesson this morning was the last chapter of Jonah, and it actually ended up being better than what I even anticipated that last chapter to be. And I thank God for that last chapter. I learned quite a bit from it.
Yeah.
We get like that, Jonah, every now and then. We get thinking we do well to be angry. And, Jonah thought he had his righteous indignation. Therefore, now I beseech you, take my life. We just think, you know, we got it all figured out.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing God can do to help us. And God still helped Jonah. And He'll help us for letting Him.
That's right.
But,
exactly right.
It's a beautiful day to be in God's house. I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God to be able to be here. But in light of the week that I've had this week, I just want you to know, you just get this a little bit here. I mean, God gave me like 5 messages this week, and I thank God for every one of them. I'm just wondering why He gave me so many, Lord. And maybe that has something to do with something I don't know about yet. But anyway, this one right here was the most predominant one that I felt like the Lord had put in my heart for this morning. It kind of goes along with what I've been through this week, so I'll be able to relate to this message even if you can't. But we'll open our Bibles this morning, Proverbs chapter 13, and I'll give you a break this morning. We're just going to read one verse. I usually read a lot of Scripture, and one reason I do is because we do so little reading that I want to get as much as I can of the Word of God to you. And I do read a lot of Scripture really for that reason. But we're going to read Proverbs chapter 13. We're going to read one verse, verse number 15. It's a good verse. And Proverbs 13 verse 15 says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. I want to preach today on why is life so hard.
Yeah.
And you pray with me this morning. Father, we thank You for this beautiful day.
Yes.
We thank You, Lord, for this great crowd that's before us.
Yes.
Lord, for the Word of God. Lord, it encourages me. Lord, it even blesses me to see this many people gathered in Your house today. Lord, for the Word of God. I pray, God, You'll not just bless Your Word. I pray You'll bless Your children.
Yeah.
I pray You'll come down and sup with us.
Amen.
Let us sup with You. May we partake of the heavenly things today. Thank You. Woo.
Yeah.
Thank You for the good singing. Woo. Lord, it sure did minister to me. I'm so glad I am spiritual. I'm glad the spiritual things apply to me. I'm so glad, Lord, my cup runs over. I just love it. I thank you, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to cause our cup to run over.
Yes.
I'm so glad, Lord, that you fill it and then some. And Lord, I pray, God, today, I don't know the needs that are here. You do.
Yes.
I couldn't really help probably anyone with trouble, but you can. I probably couldn't even give good advice, but Lord, you can. But I pray you'll preach to us and through us. And may you get all the praise and glory for it. We yield ourselves into your hands as putty in the hands of the, or as clay in the hands of the potter. Have your way here in this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Why is life so hard? It sounds simple, don't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, our Sunday school lesson this morning kind of hit on this a little bit. But I want to try to keep this simple too. But maybe it's because we don't follow the instructions.
Amen.
Hello?
That's right.
I mean, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scriptures proper for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness.
Right.
Now, this is kind of unique. I've had a terrible week. I've been battling plumbing problems, Brother Mark. I mean, I've had it up to here with pipes coming apart and water gushing everywhere. Our basement's as clean as it's ever going to get. I mean, we washed the spiders out and everything. But you know what I did? I got that little can out. After all of this fell in and all this pipes coming apart, you know what I did, Brother Jared? I got that little can out and I started reading those instructions. There's some glue goes to certain pipes and certain things, put them together, give them a twist, shake it up. I'm reading the instructions. You know, most men are like me, they don't want to read the instructions. I got that.
Amen.
Hell, golly, anybody do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, make a long story short, I kind of learned the hard way, and I started reading the instructions. If that wasn't enough, I started asking for advice. And Miranda, believe it or not, they told me about a thing called a shark connector. You just push the pipe and you're done. I mean, just walk away.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, Jerry, it's an easy putting pushing in with the water on. You don't have to turn the water off or nothing. If you can get in there, it's done.
Yeah.
Once it goes in there, it's done. I didn't know nothing about the shark connector, but I do have one now. I swear by it, it works.
Yes, it works.
Hey, I'm telling you, I pushed that pipe in there and I said, you got to be kidding me. That's the one that blew it off 5 days in a row. That was fun. The other one is a little bitty, you know, the little fox that spoiled the vines. Well, I thought I'd just go ahead and fix some little foxes, you know, them little bitty leaks.
Yeah.
I've been saying, one of these days, Brother Jerry, I said, I want to fix them little leaks. I wish I left them alone, you know what I mean? That's kind of what we are. But maybe it's because we're just not reading the instructions and we're going about life the hard way.
Yeah.
But God said the way of transgressors is hard. Now, he put that word hard in there so we might give some thought to, you know, Jonah, he was having a bad day. And man, God caused the gourd to grow and he had a good day. And then God caused the worm to grow and it killed the gourd and Jonah had another bad day.
Yeah.
But Jonah never did read the instructions. He got instructed, but he never did read the instructions.
Right.
But maybe we need to read more about what we need to do when things are going wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to learn how just to humble ourselves in the sight of God.
Amen.
Maybe we need to realize it. By the way, Brother Mitchell, I started saying, Lord, your word says you're a very present help time of trouble. I said, I'm having trouble. You said, call upon me in dead trouble. And I'll show you great mighty things. I said, Lord, I'm having a little trouble here. You remember King Jeroboam, I believe, was he came to Jeremiah and said, is there any word for the Lord?
Yeah.
My wife comes to me, she says, is there any water for the day? I'd like to take a bath. I'd like to wash a load of clothes. You know, we take it so much for granted. Turn the pipe on, the water comes out. And we just take that for granted, but we turn on like
that's
I did
right.
This morning here. At 3 o'clock this morning, make a pot of coffee, and no water comes out. And you're sitting there thinking, I'm a Baptist. I got to have my coffee, and no water coming out. You know what I mean? And I open up the basement door, and there goes water down there. But at 3 o'clock this morning, this good Baptist, my ox was in the ditch. I went down there, put my headlamp on, and I shut the water off, and I flew in on this thing one more time. You know, somehow, one more time. I have to admit, I'm learning the hard way, but I'm learning. But anyway, that one more time worked. I left the house, it was chalk dry. There wasn't one little, I mean, I've been kind of risky. I mean, legal limit, I put a piece of rubber under 4 or 5 hose clamps on and said, that didn't blow in part of that. I mean, I'm just desperate. You know, you get desperate. You You'll do a lot of things you don't think you do.
That's right.
Don't be laughing. It's been bad. I've been through the mill this week. But you know what? When things are bad enough, and I've had one of them weeks,
That's right.
When they get really bad, you know what we do? We'll get instructions out of
them. Yeah, well, that's
right. I used to work for an assembly company called Pace Assembly. Yeah. My cousin owned it. He moved down here from up north, and we go to Lowe's stores. He does now. I don't know more. We go to Lowe's stores. We put together their furniture, their mowers, their tillers, their barbecue grills. And the funny thing about them barbecue grills, you build those barbecue grills upside down. Now, that's not any instructions, Miranda. We figured that out on our own. Because, I mean, you go by instructions, that thing comes out looking like an Egyptian, you know? Anyway, we found out you can lay this barbecue grill upside down and put the bottom of it together and then flip it up, build a tank on it, you know what I mean? Anyway, I did find this much out when I was having a hard time, especially with furniture.
Yeah.
There'd be a note. Right. Be sure to put this piece together first. Because you got it all together, well, now you can't get this one piece where it goes. And you got to somehow tear it all to pieces and get this one piece. Because we're building this for somebody else. You know what I mean? It ain't like I tell my wife, hey, it looks good to me. What do you think? It ain't like I'm doing this work for someone else. You know, I might let a lot of things slide, but when you're working for someone else, you don't get to let nothing slide.
Right. That's right.
I caught myself getting instructions out, and I thought, there it is. Step one. Okay, now with that in mind, I've got three steps to this message this morning.
Right.
Step one, get saved.
Right.
That's right.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's it.
That ought to be the first goal in life. Lay hold on eternal life. I commend these young boys there. Yeah. And they done got saved. I didn't get saved. I was 34 years old.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, but I'm happy jealous. I wish I had done what you boys did, amen.
Yeah,
I tell you what a beautiful sight. Step one, just get good and saved. The Bible says don't just get good and saved. It says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
You know, only person in here I know 100% sure is saved is me.
Yeah.
I like to think y'all are. Y'all look good to me. I'm not your judge. I'm your brother.
Yeah.
But God, the judge of all the earth.
That's right.
Yes,
He is. He's looking for one thing, Carolyn. He's looking for something in red.
Yeah.
He said, when I see the blood,
amen.
He said, that's all I'm looking for. When I see the blood, I'll pass over what you deserve. I'll give you what you don't deserve. I'll give you mercy. I'll give you grace.
Right.
I'll give you pardon. Yeah. I'll give you salvation. And I thank God that blood, I mean, Clorox couldn't do it.
No.
They've got a lot of good cleaners today. Clorox just couldn't do it. It couldn't get stained. You know, my wife, she told me this morning, she said they got this new cascade dishwashing thing you put in there, some kind of little, I don't know, what do you call it?
Pods.
What, pods. Some kind of little pods. You said, this is the best. Well, even the best can't get saved.
No, that's right.
But we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold.
That's right.
But with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Without spot, without blemish. I mean, one drop of His blood, Lord. It cleaned me up. Hey, Miranda, I have to admit, I went and looked in the mirror. I mean, I'm looking, I can't see it, but I can tell it's different. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, my condemnation is gone, my guilt's gone. I mean, I got the peace that passed understanding now. I got the joy unspeakable, full of glory now. I mean, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm a babe in Christ. I'm looking in a mirror. I can't see it.
That's right.
I couldn't hide it neither. I went to Lesbury Building Supply that day. I went and apologized to the woman for giving her cussing about a chainsaw. Because they had it marked at a certain price, and I picked it up, and she said, we can't sell it to you for that. And the manager called down and said, sell it to me for that. They marked it wrong.
Right.
But now here I am, I'm drunk, I'm a sinner, and I'm cussing her down the road. And the manager out the bus said, sell it to her. I mean, he doesn't want to get me out of there. They had this chainsaw marked $40. It's supposed to be $140. I've got this brand new Poland chainsaw. I done got my spoil in my hand. I come over and pay for it. She said, we can't sell it to you for that.
I said, it says right here, $40. She said, but somebody mismarked it and married her. I mean, he heard me up there. I mean, you know, one thing about a sinner, a drug sinner especially, they don't really know how to control their mouth.
Right.
And I was saying some things I wished I hadn't said, but I done said them. They were so bad, my cousin was with me that day. We got up there in the car. He said, I can't believe you said those things to that woman. I said, what things? He said, look, I cursed. He said, I never cursed like you cursed her. I said, I didn't say nothing. He said, I was there. Well, it's kind of hard to get out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really dodge that bullet. When I got saved, that was the first thing that came to my mind, Brother Ed. I headed to Lesterberry Building Supply, and I found that woman.
Yeah.
And I said, ma'am, I said, I just want you to know I'm so sorry for giving you that cussing today.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I've been saved since then, and that won't ever happen again. And boy, she pulled me up and gave me a big hug, and she said, thank you for coming and telling me you got saved. She said, you're forgiven the day you done it, but what a blessing it is to see you come back and you've been saved. I mean, I've been praying for you. I mean, I went over to Park Avenue Furniture, and there was a preacher over there. He was in charge of renting out the movies, and I'd come in there, Brother Jerry, and you know, I come in there and I rented me a couple movies, and I tell him, I said, I'm going to go home and watch these movies and get good and drunk. I just want to see tears out of his eyes because he cared about me.
Yeah.
I went over to Park Avenue Furniture, Brother Mitchell, and I said, oh boy, I just want you to know I've been saved since last night.
Amen.
He saw me. And I said, I'm sorry for being so mean. Boy, he pulled me up, gave me a good old hug. He said, thank you so much for coming back. He said, I've been praying for you. But first step, get saved.
Saved.
I wish it on everybody. You know what? If our whole country was saved, can you imagine?
Oh,
I mean, how many shootings did have in Chicago overnight? I mean, people think that they don't think twice about shooting someone.
No, they don't.
They don't think. Did you see why that woman got run over? Because she had $75,000. She just drew it out of the bank to bring it over here, and these guys, you know, they can't pull their pants up. They're down about their knees, you know. One of them got white underwear, another's got red underwear. And I'm surprised they even got their underwear on. I mean, they got pants pulled down, you know, below their hip, and their whole butt's hanging out. And they're fighting this woman over this bag. She's got her underwear covered. She's got her clothes on. She ain't trying to hold her pants up with one leg, I mean, one hand, and grab a bag with the other hand. She's got both hands on the bag. And she's able to keep this hoodlum of this thug from robbing her. She got run over by the car where she lived. But they don't think twice about that.
No, they don't.
Can you imagine if them two boys been saved? They said he's drug dealers. I mean, gotta have an excuse, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed anymore they gotta do a mental evaluation? I mean, here we are. We've legalized marijuana. We've legalized alcohol.
Yeah.
How in the world can anybody have a mental condition, Brother Jerry? I mean, how in the world can anybody struggle to process thought when good God, give them a mental evaluation. Hey, just get them good and saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Step one, get saved.
That's right.
I mean, that's your biggest problem.
That's right.
These other two ain't bad as that one is. I mean, if you do these other two and you don't do that first thing, you just wasted your time.
Right.
And a lot of people do leave that first step out.
Yeah.
But just get good and saved. I mean, work out your own salvation. I know I'm saved. I'm persuaded. I can look at y'all. You know, when I first got called to preach, I didn't realize from up here everybody looked different, you know. And I'm looking back there and I'm seeing people. I mean, I can see their situation ain't what they think it is. I can see God dealing with them. I sit there and think, won't you come get saved?
Yeah.
But it sure is good looking people. And I mean, they've got that countenance, you know. I mean, it's well my soul.
Yeah.
I mean, where the storm was, it's a great calm now. But I didn't realize that was all going to be part of this thing. It's a package deal. You're looking at people, they're looking at you. Can you imagine me if we're preaching, you ain't even saved? And sadly, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's right.
I mean, they're ordained and gays, lesbian, everything else. Look, I'd like to say this about gays and lesbian. The Bible said the way of transgressors hard. They're kicking against the pricks.
Yeah.
You got a problem with it, Brother Eddie? Bring them up to the front row.
Yep, that's right.
Right here. Face standing eye can. You know what? You're going to see somebody run out of the door. You bring them in here. Anyway. Two rows, three rows back, even back row.
Right.
They'll either be here or there.
That's
right. Daniel said in service.
No.
We're enjoying. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of enjoying.
Amen.
I enjoy that singing. I enjoy good preaching. Hey, look, one of the things I was concerned about this morning, better get that done up here for good preaching. You know what I mean? It's about good cornbread. I love good preaching. I want to hear preaching. You know? And I'm working down. I said, Lord, could you help me just a little bit? He doesn't want that. He just speaks. But anyway, step one is get good and saved. We got the instructions. And you know, we need to just get good and saved. That's the first thing everyone should do. The second thing we need to do is understand that it's not in man to direct his steps. It'd be good, you know, if he didn't have to have the help of God. Yeah. If he ever knows so child. I don't need no help. Yeah. I can do it myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way we are.
Yeah. You're right.
Have you ever seen a little child? I can do it myself.
Women always put their hands on their hips
and boys just act like they don't hear you. Amen. Came nowhere. I could tell just by looking at her. He said, "That's right." This ain't right. No hurt. Just keep on going. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Anyway, them girls, they at a young age. I can do it myself. Well, that's like us. And what was that you said? I didn't hear you. That's the men.
Yep.
But anyway, we all have a way of being kind of tone deaf or in denial. But it's not in man to direct his steps. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37, verse 23. Now Jesus, trying to help us out here a little bit, he said, if you be my disciples, he said, continue in my word, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Right.
So that's where we really stumble at. In this second step, we get saved.
Amen.
And we don't continue in the Word.
Right.
Now, there are a few exceptions. Got a young boy right here. Hagen, he's been bringing his Bible. I noticed he didn't bring it this morning. He may have got it all read. I don't know. But he's been bringing his Bible. That's what a child should do.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, the Bible says about children, it says, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days draw nigh, and thou sayest, I have no pleasure in them. As a young person, we need to pick up that Bible, spend some time in it, and learn a little about the Lord. The Lord said in, I believe it's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden's light, and you'll find rest for your souls. But you hear what he said? Learn of me.
Yeah.
There's so many people know so little about the Lord.
Right.
I even said, but we're all on the kindergarten level. There's so much to know about Him. I mean, I believe it was John said, there's so much more we could have wrote about Him. And he said, if it had been wrote, he said, I don't guess the world could have contained
right.
The books about Him. But we know so little about Him.
Right.
But that second step is we need to realize we need some help. God offers it. We're going to take it. And God said, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to their flesh. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. But you notice he said attend. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Everybody always leaves that part out. I don't know why, but I thought Joanne had already been here this morning. I could have swore I seen her walk through the door. Then she come through the second time. But see, that exhortation, it encourages me to see her. And Brother Mitchell and Sister Phyllis, they come in here kind of late, but it encourages me that you're attending here.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not because of me. It's because of Him. But it encourages me to see you come to hear about Him.
Amen.
It encourages me, and I hope I encourage you.
Yeah.
I hope you never come and say, I wish I never even went today. But it says, not forsaken the assembling ourselves together.
Amen.
But exhorting one another.
Yeah.
And so much the more.
Right.
As you see that day approaching. What was that song y'all sung? There's coming a day.
Yeah.
That day's coming.
Yeah.
We see that day approaching.
Hey,
I can watch the news and tell them ain't far off.
Right.
I can tell it's now.
Amen.
Even if you know, we can break it out this week.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, brother, he was talking about how fast we was going to leave. See, the moment, twinkle of an eye.
Yeah. That's
I mean, buddy.
Amen.
America's got astronauts. Russia's got cosmonauts, but God's got wolfnauts. Amen. He didn't walk with God and he was not, because God took him. Bill was not one of these days. We try to understand all the comings of the Lord, and man, he's going to come for his church like a thief in the night. I mean, he's just going to take the world by surprise, probably take us by surprise, but he's going to show up and we're just going to be gone. And I told Brother Ed, I can't back this up with Bible, but I told him that I do believe in UFOs and aliens, but I don't believe they're what we think they are. I think they're demonic manifestations. But I do believe the devil's going to use that in the after the rapture to explain all these people missing. I don't know if y'all pay attention to what's going on, but it seems like they've always got some kind of explanation. It might not be the right one, but they'll give it anyway. But the Bible talks about, for this cause God will give them a strong delusion. They'll believe a lie. They might all be damned because they received not the love of the truth when they could have. I mean, they didn't want the gospel. They didn't want nothing to do with the rapture. They said, in Noah's day there were scoffers. In our day there's scoffers. And they're walking out there all rusted.
Amen.
Where is your God?
Yeah.
What have I got to fear? You imagine, if y'all do any social media, you're sky God, you're fairy God, you're imaginary this, imaginary that. Hey, look, God, he don't have to prove himself. I don't even have to defend him.
That's right.
I mean, his word's going.
That's right.
He said he declared the end from the beginning in Isaiah chapter 46, I think it's verse number 10 or 11. He said he declared the end from the beginning, said, my counsel will stand, I will do all my pleasure. It's going to go just like this book says. I would say you need to read his instructions just a little bit so you have an idea what's coming your way, because it's coming. Mm-hmm. But you know that woman, that issue of blood, 12 years, she finally said, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Right.
She suffered many things. From many physicians. Grew nothing better. Rather worse. You know what stopped her, Rita? She ran out of money.
Yeah.
She spent all.
That's right.
That was a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard this, my pastor told this about this woman. She come to this doctor and he checked her out. He said, I need you to come to my office when you call. She went there and she sat down and he said, ma'am, I just want you to know we've done everything medically possible. We've done every procedure known to man. And there's only one thing left. And she said, well, what is it? He said, only thing I knew to do is we need to pray about it. She said, oh my God, has it come to that? Well, with this woman, it came to that.
Yeah, right.
She said, enough. Man, Brother Ed was talking this morning, and he was talking about one of the things our president said, what have you got to lose? That may have been what came to her mind, Brother
Ed. Yeah, that's right.
She may have said, what have I got to lose?
That's right.
I mean, I've done been through all of this suffering. Yeah. I've done been through all these procedures. I've done suffering and done paid all my money. I ain't got nothing left. What have I got to lose? She may have said that. I don't know. I can't take the Bible and prove it. Right. But I will tell you one thing.
Amen.
After 12 years of suffering, Sister Miranda, she came up with this plan. Most women have a plan on how to get a man.
Right.
I don't know if you ever watched Grease or not, but they have a plan, you know, how they're going to get this man. They say, I had him in 2 weeks.
Right.
Guaranteed, had followed me like a dollar. Anyway, she came up with this plan. Get back to where I was. I lost it there. If I could just touch him and his garment.
Yeah.
What a plan. I mean, she's just going to sneak in. You know, most people, Jesus said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And I don't know that she was ashamed of him. But her plan was kind of like this. I'm just going to sneak in. I'm just going to get me a little bit of that. I'm going to run out, you know. I'm just going to come in there and get you some. And I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
She snuck in, Carolyn. And I wasn't there, but the Bible does say she made her way through this crowd throwing him.
Yeah.
And everybody's, I mean, you know, he ain't got room enough to cuss a cat. But they're just all over him, asking him questions. You ever watch how these news media do the speakers of the House or the President or whatever? I mean, you can't get a word in. I mean, you're like thrown to the lines, so to speak. Well, here he is. I mean, they're asking him this question, that question. What about this? What about that? And she sneaks in, Joanne, grabbed the hem of that garment. You know, somebody said, you can't go on feelings. Well, look here. Carolyn, she felt in her body.
That's right.
That she was healed right. That
way. Yeah.
I'm glad God put that in there. I felt a little certain right. April
27, 1988. That's right.
I thank God for that feeling. I know you ain't supposed to go on them, but I say this about that. Hey, when you get to King Heaven, don't worry about it. I'm not going to help it. I felt a little something. You feel a little something got to care of your need?
Right.
I felt a little something. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't put it into words. I just know this. Like it messed last right. week. I knew a blind eye to see.
Right.
I mean, don't knock it. You feel a little something. It's going to feel something.
Right.
I mean, I may not understand it all. We're not going to put it all into words. But she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And you know what? She thought, I'm getting out of here. The Lord said, that's so fast. You know, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Miranda.
Amen.
He just turned around and said, who touched me? Mm-hmm. She's cowered down amongst all them people, I guess. But you know what? He's looking straight at her.
Yeah. That's
right. The Bible said she saw she's not healed.
Right.
And she kind of choked it out. Lord, I believe that if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I'd be made whole. He said, go in peace, daughter. Your faith has made you whole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he didn't put her on the spot. He just wanted her to understand that he knew.
Right.
And she touched him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I thank God for that feeling.
It
he felt
damn.
Her. She felt him. You might not go on feeling it, but don't knock him.
That's right.
But she had enough. Now, you get good and saved, you need to learn how to walk with God. And the Bible said, if you're going to walk with God, you got to walk in the light. He's in the light. And then you can walk with Him, have fellowship with Him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Now I'm going to throw this last point in here real quick. Try to wrap this up. But the third step is go tell what great things the Lord has done for you. Now I can tell you what He's done for me, but you need to tell what He's done for you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give you testimony power where He went.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, I'll run into Him. I mean, he had more than a close encounter, Brother Jerry. He said, I'll run head on into it. Now he had to throw all his theology away. Oh, he'd sit at the feet of Gamaliel, and the greatest teacher of that day.
Yeah.
And soaked all that up, and he counted it but dumb for Christ. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
There he is, I mean, the most learned man, respected, reverend. And immediately he preached Christ.
Yeah, amen.
He said it made a good trade.
That's right.
He threw it all away.
Amen.
Go tell what great things the Lord's done. You might not be able to get it out, but at least you can say, I was blind now, see?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to put it in certain words, but you know what God done. And if you don't, you need to make sure you got something done. But the Lord told this man in Mark chapter 5 that had 6,000 devils named Legion. Reminds me of me before I met the Lord. I mean, I had major problems. But He said, go tell what great things the Lord has done for you. But with regards to that man, and I do want to turn there real quick, Mark chapter 5, because I didn't notice this till this morning. And you know, you spend a lot of time in the Bible, you'll notice a lot of things.
Yeah.
You'll notice one thing, that you're not as right as you think you are, and God's always right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look in Mark chapter 4, right up above Mark chapter 5, you'll see in verse 35, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. You know why? That's where Legion is.
Amen.
He's on the other side.
Yeah,
they had to get to where he was. He said, let's pass over to the other side. And they had to go through a terrible storm. I'm sure the devil wasn't real happy about Jesus coming to this man. And the Lord had to jump up and rebuke the waves and the wind and the great calm. And here it is. Why are you so fearful? Why has you got no faith? And anyway, they come to the other side. Chapter 5, verse 1. When they come to the other side, here he is. They come a long way, a hard way to get to him.
Yes.
Notice Jesus came to him. And this man's a wild man. Man couldn't do nothing with him. I mean, he just couldn't be bound. He couldn't be tamed. I mean, buddy, he had it hard. His choices had been terrible. And a lot of people today, let me just leave these notes here real quick. A lot of people today are having a lot of problems. They're having physical problems. They're having financial problems. They're having marriage problems. They're having work-related problems. They're having personal problems. God says, I'll help you with them.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, God offers that help. You know what I found out, Sister Carolyn? God don't make you, but He offers it.
Yeah.
He says, let me help.
Amen.
He offers help. He said, my hands outstretched. He said, let me help.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
We'll go anywhere with that, though.
Right.
I'm kidding you. We'll get on social media and try to figure it out, sling a little mud, you know how it is, it's felt. Well, I see it's like this. God said, I'll help you.
That's right.
Yeah. God offers that help. Man, oh man, Psalms 46:1, he's a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
He offers us that help, Brother Ed.
Yes, he does.
Man, we just say, I'll take anything but that. We end up eventually getting there, though. God has a way, in our lesson this morning about Jonah, God has a way of getting his point across.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
I mean,
right.
You might think you're making up God. You might think you blame God for all your problems, all your troubles. One thing you're going to realize.
That's right.
God's been there for you the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
He's all for help. Yeah. Instead of going these long routes, these loop-de-loops, going around circles like a dog chasing his tail, why in the world can't we just go to God and say,
that's right.
Talk?
That's right.
That face turned red.
Brother, you know what? The world just won't go to him. They hate him without cause. It reminds me a whole lot of what they do in prison. No matter what he does, it's wrong. If he does anything right, they take the credit for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all probably don't watch the news like I do, but I watch it. Probably more so than the shit. And I never did get into sports, but I'm into this pretty good. Because I see a president trying to put our country first.
Right.
And I see that our country is infiltrated with, I don't know if they're anti-Americans, communists, socialists, I don't know what they are. But I never seen nobody fight someone trying so hard to help them, and they fight him tooth and nail. He's forfeited his wages. I don't want to get him too much in this message, so I ain't going to go too far in this. But all he's trying to do is help.
Right.
And in the same way, that's all God wants to do is help.
Right.
That's all he wants to do is help you. So I said, no man cared for my soul. God said, I do.
That's right. Amen.
I was telling Brother Ed this morning in the Sunday school lesson, my pastor was pumping gas one day. You know how the price of gas is. There's sparks flying off those tumblers and just counting it up. And he was watching them tumblers and he said, a man won't buy. And he said, if that man won't buy, he said, God spoke to him and said, I'm interested. Rick said, I wasn't interested in that man, but I was convinced God was. He said, I'll go over and talk to that man.
Yeah.
But you know what? We need to get interested.
That's right.
We need to tell what great things the Lord has done.
Right. That's good.
Sister Joanne could call someone up and she'd say, well, you know, I don't know about your situation, but I had a similar situation like that happened to me. She'd say, you know what I did? They say, what? What'd you do? She said, I just got down on my knees and talked to God.
That's right.
It works. Kind of hard to argue with. Facts.
That's right.
Kind of hard to argue with success. You know, the world, they're going to do anything but that.
Yeah,
they're going to go that hard way.
Yeah, boy.
Man, they're going to start taking dope. And there's so many people now overdosing on the opioids.
Yeah.
And you know why they're doing it, Brother Ed? Because they're in denial.
Yeah. That's right.
They want the blessing without going to God.
You're right.
Hey, I'm higher than any of them ever thought about that. I'm higher than anybody ever thought about me.
Yeah.
This ain't no end how high. I mean, I'll tell you this, if I knew it was this good, I'd have gotten a hold of it. You know what I mean? But I'm high and high to be.
Amen.
I come out there at work, they say, well, we're going to do a drug test. I said, I won't pass. They said, you're kidding. I said, I've been high in jail for 34 years. I didn't know that. I was like, you know, it's not illegal. It's not illegal, but it's true. I've been high on Jesus. I won't deny the charge. Peter said, hey, he's a dog man. He said, we ain't going to deny the charge. He said, we just been spending some time with him. It made a difference in us. Amen. I mean, they've been up there in that upper room. They come out a little different.
Yeah.
Man, they called them a bunch of drunks. He said, well, we can't deny the charge, but we just want to tell you, it ain't what you think it is. We're drunk. We just high on them.
Yeah, that's
right. We need to learn how to tell what the Lord's done for us. It'll make a difference.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Paul said, I'll give my advice.
Amen.
Well, anyway, this man, he's a wild man. No one could tame him. No one could help him. Jesus came to where he was. Jesus came to set him free. This slave to sin was set free. And you know what? If Jesus set you free, you're free indeed. John 8:36.
Right.
Man offers self-help programs. Man offers dope, drugs. You know, all the help of man's vain.
Yeah.
But we won't admit it. But Jesus can and will set you free.
Right.
Quicker, cheaper, better, and completely than any man can help you.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And thanks to Jesus, this demonic legion, 6,000 devils, poor state of this man is clothed and in his right mind.
Yeah.
Mark 5:15.
Yeah.
Why is life so hard? I'll tell you why. Because you won't let the Lord help you.
Right.
Why is life so hard? Well, you won't do what you need to do. You need to do something with this Jesus. Pilate said, "What shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ?" Can you imagine that dilemma? I mean, here he is. He's the governor. And they brought this man to him. He wants to release him.
Yeah.
Now understand Pilate's dilemma.
Amen.
He's a politician.
That's right.
If he lets this man go, he loses his job.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to get in trouble with Caesar.
Right.
They said, if you let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar. Ain't that what they said about you?
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a political oxymoron.
Right. Right.
So he asked him, "What shall I do with this Jesus?" That's mission impossible.
That's right.
His wife said, "Have nothing to do with that just man. It is king. I mean, he's either going to be his savior, he's going to be his judge.
Yeah.
There just ain't no way to have nothing to do with him." You know what I mean?
Right. Amen.
I mean, here he is, a politician, and in this predicament he's in. What shall I do with this Jesus? Boy, can you imagine? Pilate said, "I don't know about y'all, but I believe I'm just going to receive him as my Lord and Savior." Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that crowd out there? I mean, they've been worked up, you know, they've been played like most going on today. These protests going on today, these people being played like a guitar. Caden, they're being played like a guitar. Somebody's calling them, working them up, and they're in them.
Right.
You know, they don't even know what the protest is. You see them asking what the devil is? I don't know, that's what I said to be here.
Yeah,
right. Cause trouble.
Right.
More than there.
Yeah.
But anyway, people today, they got problems, Carolyn.
Right.
And their problem is because they won't let Jesus help them.
Right. Right.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Well, you're talking about a true message. You're talking about a timely message. The way of transgressors is hard. There's no denying
right. The
fact. No denying the dilemma. No way to get out of it. No way to miss it. They just need to get to Jesus. He's got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a plan for me. And it was a good plan.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, his plan was to give me Brother Mitchell an expected end. I expect to be in heaven one day.
Amen.
God said, "I can help you with that."
Amen.
Got it fixed.
There you go.
My heart's fixed.
That's right.
I had a problem. I went to a specialist. He said,
"It's
fixed." Yeah.
Amen.
He fixed it. Yeah. I mean, I might die before the service over with.
Well, yeah.
I'll guarantee you this. I'll be putting up gold dust in heaven.
That's
right. I don't know if I'll be barefooted or be wearing holy sandals. I'll just tell you this. There'll be gold dust flying where I'm going.
Amen.
Yeah. Brother Jerry ain't be seen them. I'll be running.
Woo!
Oh! Man! I don't know how you end a message like this. Father, we thank you for the privilege just to enjoy your presence here today. You sure did make it easy on me. Thank you for your help. Thank you for these that bore with me. Lord, through this message, I pray, God, that you'll bless them for being here and bless them, Lord. I pray with, Lord, carrying this message maybe to somebody else and maybe sharing the good news that Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. Help us, I pray. Whatever, Lord, needs to be done here today, if there's anything, let it be done by the hand of God. Let it be divinely done. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and glory for it. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, if you would, please. Just a verse of invitation on him. Sister Sharon, help him. And poor people just having a hard way to go. They just can't figure it out. God offers help and they turn it down. And